Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks, I've been wanting to release that for about 2 months on air, and I just went ahead and was honest with you. We're being suffocated. We're being strangled, and we're being killed. And these people are just getting away with stuff never before seen. It's their wish list. It's a giant bioethics test to see what they can get hospital workers and the public to go along with. It's the hospital workers that are the most awake group out there I've seen. They're like, we're empty. We're told to put people that didn't die of COVID on the COVID list. We get a bunch of money. We're all getting bonuses, but we're told to shut our mouths. I could open the phones up right now and take medical worker after medical worker after medical worker. But see, the globalists are smart. They go, oh, you don't like the medical workers. They're heroes. Well, on an average day, EMTs, trauma nurses, you name it, it's a tough job, and they are hardworking folks. Make no damn mistake. I watched my dad just do an oral surgery in dentistry, half kill himself with all those patients and how stressful that work was. That's nothing compared to EMTs and people and police that see kids dead in car wrecks and stuff. That'll change you forever. Nobody said there weren't heroes in the medical system, but there's an evil system taking it over. And there's this decision that old people don't have value, so let's just kill them, snake a tube down their throat, knowing it's going to kill them, because you're being paid to slowly murder them. But so they test positive for COVID-19. Let's play this video. They put individuals in there who was a patient put there by the governor of Michigan because that's what you're supposed to do with a 20-year-old individual who's not even sick, is sticking in with the old people so that Jaden Hayden can be another patient they make money off of. Here it is. So that is not a nurse. That is a patient put in there by the governor. And by the way, it's on record. The governor ordered this. Mentally ill people. The guy's obviously completely mentally ill. Beating the living snot out of old people. Choking old women. Punching old women in the throat. This is an old man. And then he posts this as his black supremacy. I mean, this is absolute mental illness. But you know that had been a white person doing that, they just said, oh, this is what white people do. But when this guy does it, we go, oh, he's mentally ill. Because the guy's, I wouldn't watch a YouTube channel, completely stark raving lunatic. Probably has about an 80 IQ. Probably from vaccines. But that part doesn't matter. The point is that they put a homicidal crazy person in a nursing home where he ran around for weeks posting videos of him drugging people, beating people, punching old women in the throat. This guy's not going to do too well in prison. And, you know, I don't take any pleasure in that either. There's so many mentally ill, sick people out there. But let me tell you who's guilty. All of us for allowing this type of crap to go on. That came out like a week ago, and no one was even going to find out who it was until Judicial Watch went and filed to be able to find out. Because no one even cares. I mean, hell, I guess I didn't care. I mean, I thought somebody else would do it, right? Everybody's like, oh, somebody else. Yeah, Detroit lawmaker critical of Governor Whitmer's nursing home executive order to put sick people as COVID-19 response hubs, main treatment centers for people that aren't even from the nursing home. Ha 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 ha! That's why I went crazy. I mean, because I already know all this, you already know all this, but when it hits you, print me that article, please. When it hits you that they did all this premeditatedly, well, this is just ammonia. Well, let's kill off a bunch of these old people and get rich. Woo! I'm a woman, though. It's okay. I'm a woman governor.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, you turn on any national news story, and you'll see articles going, it's insane. Bill Gates is a perfect little angel keg. He never wanted to get rid of old people. He never wanted to euthanize anybody. He never wanted to depopulate Africa. He never wanted to do anything. He never had vaccine problems with people getting killed from his vaccines, even though you can find all the mainstream articles and all the reports and all the admissions going back for over 20 years. And Bill Gates' dad running Planned Parenthood, and Bill Gates saying there's too many people, we need to depopulate the planet, his main focus being Africa. That's London Guardian headline. Bill Gates is really worried about Africa's overpopulation. And then it's like, oh, well, we just, you know, get rid of people. That's what we do. But then, oh, but if a white person shoots a black person questionably, sure, we should cover it. But it's like the end of the world. Tonight, the evil whites are trying to kill the black people. And who are the evil whites? They're those gun owners. Yeah. We need to take the guns from the white supremacists. Meanwhile, the real gun is a tainted inoculation. The real gun is a global depression. The real gun is not developing the third world and educating people. That's the gun pointed at them. And then the globalists are totally Malthusian. They use the gun against us. They collapse the third world and use it against us. And they admit that's their plan. So there are all these articles out there about, oh, Bill Gates doesn't want to do anything. Why? Yes, he's got a patent, 2020-060606. That's a global cryptocurrency for you to buy and sell. And it's a wristwatch or a phone or an app or a tattoo or a chip. Oh, but Jones says it's a chip. No, then he has another group he funded out of MIT that also has a digital tattoo, but it's a bunch of little spikes, little micro needles that then put into your skin and break off in your skin. And then you can't dig the chip out because it's 100 little chips, literally. You know, look at the patent. So this is what they're funding. This is what they're doing. By the way, folks, they always say I'm sweating on air. The rest of this office is like an ice box. The only room, no matter they can't ever cool, is the one I'm in, which is fine with me. But with these big TVs behind me and these lights, it's about 85 degrees in here, and I'm a big guy, and I start sweating, which is fine because I'm real. I don't wear any makeup. That's how it is. But today the AC is not working properly, so that's just the way that it is. You'll have to have me up here like an old preacher getting all sweaty. But we're sitting here looking at all this. They always play this game like, oh, there's no global government. Well, you just said you want a global government. Oh, that's a different global government than the one you're talking about. So an invisible quantum dot tattoo could be used to ID vaccinated kids. And it turns out, that's from Science Alert, that's being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's mainstream news. Bill Gates, MIT developed tattoo ID to check for vaccinations. But they're saying, doesn't exist, so you don't mount a resistance to it. And so by the time you're at the clinic or wherever to get on the airplane or get a job, they're like, oh, it's a new type of shot. It's just a little sticker. We just roll it across you. You get a rash because they're little micro needles. And so you put your arm in a machine, it goes bzzz, presses it down, the sticker comes back up, but now it's in your body. Did you hear what I just said? Little digital microchips. 20 years ago, they could put all the books in the world on the head of a pen. Now they can put everything they want in one of those heads of a pen. And that's what this is, folks, into your body. Oh, they won't abuse that at all. It's all unfolding, and they've got the job of telling you everything's okay. So here's a clip from one of the Bill and Melinda Gates-funded groups bragging about this digital tattoo. Here it is.
In 2014, it was announced that Microchips Biotech, Inc., a company in Lexington, Massachusetts, had developed a new form of birth control, a wireless implant that can be turned on and off with a remote control and that is designed to last up to 16 years. According to MIT Technology Review, the idea originated when Bill Gates visited Robert Langer's MIT lab in 2012 and asked him if it would be possible to create an implantable birth control device that could be turned on or off remotely. Langer referred Gates to the controlled-release microchip technology he had invented and licensed to Microchips Biotechnology, and the Gates Foundation granted $20 million to the firm to develop the implants. Reducing population growth has, by Gates' own admission, been a core mission of the Gates Foundation since its inception. But in order to really understand what Gates means by population control, we have to look beyond the concept of controlling population size. At its most fundamental level, the population control that Gates speaks of is not birth control, but control of the population itself. The research, including Norplant, a contraceptive implanted under the skin of a woman's upper arm and effective for 5 years. In its 1988 report, the Rockefeller Foundation was pleased to announce that Norplant, which was developed by the Rockefeller-founded Population Council, was now approved for marketing in 12 countries. The Rockefeller's Population Council and other research organizations joined with the World Health Organization in 1972 to create a task force on vaccines for fertility regulation. By 1995, they were able to report progress in developing a...
Now, when we come back from the same piece that Corbett put out, titled Bill Gates' Human Control Grid, it actually shows MIT talking about how... And now we've got this digital tattoo that just goes in. We did it for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But that was a good primer for you so that you could see how they're funding the implantable microchip movement directly, Bill and Melinda Gates, with the documents, with the Rockefeller Foundation, which, again, just handed its baton to Bill and Melinda Gates. Because the Rockefellers didn't find somebody as hardworking as Bill Gates to carry on. David Rockefeller handed the baton to him about 15 years ago, as best we can tell. And so he runs the whole enchilada. He runs the whole show. So we have that. And then the reason I was prefacing all of this, a new article by Jamie White just went up on Infowars.com. We have a 5-minute video that deals with this. COVID pass has come out. UK introduces a digital health passport to monitor travel, health, and population. So China developed it with the globalists. They already had it ready on the shelf. And they talked about it in Event 201 last October, Bill and Melinda Gates did. And so now it's all being rolled out, how wonderful it is, how good it is, and how much you're going to enjoy all that. So we have that clip for you. And the key clip that is the video representation of them putting the chips into your body with them telling you that it does not exist. We're going to go to break. Please remember that the Memorial Day sale is going to go a couple more days, and then it's going to have to end because we've already sold out of the previous sale, Pollen Block, Vital Mineral Fusion, Bodies, and Ultra 12. Hopefully those will be back in soon. But we're selling out soon of X3 Tri-Iodine. Excellent. 60% off. InfoWars Life Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars. 40% off. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. 50% off. Vaso Beach. 40% off. That's still on sale, but for not much longer. Then we also have the Memorial Day Super Sale. It's extended Super Bowl Vitality, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, it's amazing. 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Biotrich Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, 60% off. And continuing the older special that's about to end, Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, back in stock. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Lexapure Breeze, $100 off retail. Emrex Essentials Hand Sanitizer Combos and 3 amazing scents that's got the essential oil of the Guys, don't tell me. I got to remember from memory here because I'm starting to become a senile person, literally, from too much knowledge is what's happening. We've got the peppermint, and then we've also got the lavender, and then we've also got the eucalyptus, and that's amazing. 8-pack Power Stack is the best deal. That's 13 pills taken in the morning and in the evening. There's a full spectrum, the very best deal we have, 70% off. DNA Force Plus is the number one product I would take other than the next two. They're right there together. They're both penultimate, but also numero uno. So they're both segundo and uno. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Living Defense Plus, 50% off. Limited edition. InfoWars face mask, $9.95. If you got to wear the burqa, the mark of the slave, and fight back with the mark of freedom. Turbo Force, amazing 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. We can't go lower than that because it gets close to cost. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. I just am so pissed at these people attacking us and doing all this to us. And while they roll it all out, I mean, I told you years ago they have a global digital ID based on an outbreak because they were wargaming it. And now it's all here. We'll have this amazing footage on the other side, InfoWars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Only way this dog hunts is when you amazing people tell folks about the live feeds and the local stations you're listening to. So take action now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Survival of the fittest, the theory of species, Charles Darwin. Was it 50 years later that we developed that in the 1850s?
A digital frontier.
That they rolled out the theory of social Darwinism, which is an excuse to do whatever you want to anybody as long as you can get away with it. You're going to steal big, son. Steal super big. If you steal small, well, you don't get the respect of the controllers. That's their worldview. And they think everybody else is like them. They think people with morals and people that have courage, people that stand for something and build things are weak. But they're the parasites that have invaded and taken over the system that pro-humans of the human race of red blood built here on this planet. Forged from the iron of the earth, destined for the stars. The great test is here and is upon us now. So here's a clip from Corbett's great little documentary, Part 3 series, Bill Gates, Population Control Grid. And he plays a clip from MIT and the companies they're working with these new chips that are getting like little pieces of glass. You ever busted a Coke bottle in your house or a beer bottle and it's little tiny shards? You can't see them. You step on them and it's in your bottom of your foot. That's what these little silicate and carbon are, but they've got chips etched into them. Here it is.
To investigate new ways to permanently store and record the vaccination information of each individual. The result of their research was a new vaccine delivery method. They found that by using dissolvable microneedles that deliver patterns of near-infrared light-emitting microparticles to the skin, they could create particle patterns in the skin of vaccine recipients, which are invisible to the eye, but could be imaged using modified smartphones. Rice University describes the quantum dot tags left behind by the microneedles as something like a barcode tattoo. So who was behind this development? As lead researcher Kevin McHugh explains, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation came to us and said, "Hey, we have a real problem, knowing who's vaccinated." So our idea was to put the record on the person. This way, later on, people can scan over the area to see what vaccines have been administered and give only the ones still needed.
Oh, it's your idea to get something inside somebody's body. There's MIT News, but I have a stack of news here I'll show you after this report we're about to play, where they say it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. And now, all over Twitter especially, but Facebook and Google platforms, YouTube, you name it, if you're not an approved source, mainline liberal, mainline conservative, it doesn't matter. If you're not an accredited source, you can't type in COVID-19 or pandemic. That's how they control now people questioning the whole hoax is. Caitlin Bennett's doing a video on it. She can't even upload stuff to a bunch of platforms that says pandemic. They're not even checking what she says to agree with it. Not just banning doctors, that was so last month. Not just banning Cedars-Sinai, that was so last month. No, now it's that you can't say pandemic. Just like that, see? Oh, but Trump's going to form a blue ribbon commission to see if Hitler was a Nazi. Trump's forming a blue ribbon commission when your house is on fire, to see if we should send the fire department. I mean, this is too little, too late. It's a great failure. And Trump may be very surprised in 160 days. Here is COVID Pass. UK introduces digital health passport to monitor travel, health, and population. It's all just magically already built and ready, like we told you months ago, now rolling out. Here it is.
COVID Pass is the new digital health passport developed by the multi-award-winning British cybersecurity firm,
VSC
Enterprises.
Cody Pass is powered by the revolutionary and patented V-Code and V-Platform technology. Here's how it works.
A social credit score.
Using the secure Cody Pass platform, an authorized healthcare professional, nurse, or doctor can apply for an administration account.
SJW.
Approved by a verified individual. Only an authorized user can create a digital Cody Pass healthcare passport on the platform. The steps are as follows. The authorized healthcare professional creates a new passport account by filling out the individual's unique data fields. If the user has pre-registered at home, the healthcare professional can simply scan the individual's predefined V-code that will automatically onboard the user to...
Oh, now all my health data, I've given it over to Big Tech to share. Oh, thank you, attractive.
...designated COVID-19 test kit by scanning the V-code attached.
Oh, another fake kit to boost the numbers.
Number if a V-code is not present.
And then if we kill you later, we get more money.
Professional
mark yourself for death, please.
...uploads the results. The healthcare professional will then set the trigger date for the individual being tested to come back for a follow-up test while the special measures are in place.
When Bush used to talk about pit tortures, he'd go, well, these professionals are very professional.
The Covey Pass digital passport is then assigned to the user's
Covey Pass.
An individual can use their Covey Pass digital passport by presenting their V code either on their mobile.
And you get special deals.
Printout. Once scanned, the Covey
Pass. Once scanned, you're on the digital government control grid.
Securely using permission based access.
Oh.
This means different information is delivered to the scanning handset based on their user ID, geolocation, time and
date. Awesome! Geolocation!
And amount of times they have been scanned.
Oh, tracking you.
Does not use Bluetooth and does not track the movements of the individual. Thus,
no, only the phone you're carrying around with all your personal data.
And settings. It only scans information relevant at the time.
We do not eat cows we butcher, only smaller pieces we butcher.
Information delivered to the public is minimal and consists of name, photo, and the health traffic light system that flows from green immediately after the...
So before they were worried about even metadata, now it's like, it's only your name, health history, and how small your penis is.
Department guidelines. The V-code itself plays an amazing part when it comes to crowd management and leaves behind all other...
Oh, crowd management, oh!
The V-code can be scanned outside of the safe distancing zone of 2 meters, as advised by the government.
This it's advised by the government. It tells if you're too close to somebody. Oh!
While steadily allowing the public to resume their activities.
That's what Netanyahu said. We'll all have a chip. And
image recognition is up to 10 seconds faster than other codes.
It scans me faster!
Efficiency for businesses in all environments. And ensuring fluid crowd control and movement of...
Is there a fluid crowd control tells you where to move, your phone tells you. Oh my God, this is
variations
awesome.
That can offer infinite possibilities once...
Who needs robots when they're turning you into one?
And the Kobe...
Thank you, Kobe Pass!
...offering has already gained major traction with governments, the Blue Lights Emergency Services, various businesses and sports leagues around the globe.
Thank you, submitting, Brett.
Powered by V-Code and
your submission is key to slavery.
For a digital health passport.
Developed
a standalone platform that can be easily installed as is.
One of the symbols like a swastika, too.
If the full solution is not needed, the V-Code scanning software and V-Platform API are available to...
Thank you, Kobe Pass.
www.vcode.it/developers. For more information, visit us at www.kobepass.com.
KobePass.com. Of course, when there's giant rebel ships invading by the thousands a day, they won't be taking Covey Pass in the no-go zones, but you will, because you know how to submit. We'll be right back and give the number out. You saw MIT, though. They said Bill Gates wanted implantable chips. But they're liars. They're fake news like InfoWars.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Compliant headdresses. It's all a hoax. It doesn't protect you from stupid COVID-19. I got the articles right here. Gunshot victims count as coronavirus deaths in Washington State. There's the New York Times. Sixth name on New York Times list of coronavirus victims. 27-year-old man who was murdered. They don't care. It's all part of engaging in fraud. It's all part of saying 2 million would die. And it's 100,000. Almost all of them died of something else. 500,000 died in the UK. Not even 10% of that.
So I want to open the phones up here for medical workers, doctors, nurses, healthcare providers. We'll go right to your calls, give each person about a minute. I'm not going to make you hold long. Max Kaiser pops in for like 30 minutes. We'll continue on with calls after that. He joins us in the next hour for the first 30 minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Medical workers, doctors, nurses, virologists. We've done this probably 15 times or so the last few months. Every caller calls in and says it's a giant hoax, a giant fraud. Cops call in whose wives are nurses. That, you know, that they say the same thing. Empty hospitals, people watching Netflix all day, and that's on the good side. Some hospitals are like orgies. That's just the way it is, folks. Doctors and nurses are very comfortable with their bodies. They're very promiscuous. It's well known. You don't know about the medical field. You haven't been involved in it, but that's what's going on. I'm not attacking these people. The point is that suicides are at record levels. They're reporting 80-plus percent increase in psychotropic drug prescriptions from psychiatrists of new customers since this started. Suicides up fivefold across the country. This is real, folks. People not being treated for pre-existing conditions is outpacing even the fake death numbers from COVID. But Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, a statistic. They know how to focus in on each person and make it a huge deal and build it up like you're next to bring in that level of control. 877-789-ALEX. We'll put the call system up on screen there. And I will go to calls as soon as we're able to get them up and on the board here today. But here's a couple of important clips I want to get to. I'm not against the average Muslim. They're a human being with a soul, and a lot of them are great people. But the political systems of Islam are authoritarian and oppressive and anti-Western, anti-Christ. And you have the House of Islam, wherever Islam's in control, and outside of that is the House of War. And so it's non-compatible. But in Europe and in now the United States, to a great extent, except for Trump, and especially in the UK, they're accepting the most cancerous forms of Islam. And so here's an Islamic call to prayer broadcast on loudspeakers in Great Britain that's been celebrated as political and spiritual diversity. Imagine if I bought a building in the middle of London and put a 500-watt speaker on there and started talking about the New World Order or about Jesus Christ. They'd come shut me down and say, hey, you don't have a right to do that in public area. But from Michigan to Texas, from London to Los Angeles, from Rio de Janeiro to Berlin, there are call to prayers. I don't like to call them as Chinese, but they don't put up with that because they know it's a group trying to take them over. Hey, Chi-coms, do your thing. Don't try to take me over. So here's Islamic call to prayer broadcast in London from a major building. Here it is. This is planting the flag. This is pissing on our grave. They brag on the websites, like, oh, we've conquered them. They're so weak. You're living with ours, and that's a big part of it, sex slavery. Because if you are not Islamic, you're a sex slave. I mean, let me tell you, the Muslims invented pimping. It's like, it's so cool they pimp slap our women, whether they be black or white. Notice he doesn't adopt your dress. He doesn't want to. No, you're going to adopt what he's saying. Oh, and by the way, unless you're from the right family, you know, under Islam, they say black people aren't humans and are, quote, raisin heads. And that they deserve to be slaves. That's where the transatlantic slave trade. Christians had never interpreted the Bible that Ham and Cain and Abel, that blacks were like a bad, the mark of Cain was black. Christians never taught that till the Muslims taught us. And then we went, oh, really? We can enslave black people because they're of Ham and they're of Cain? That's in the history books. The Muslims literally taught Europeans about slavery. And look, I'm not defending anybody doing it. It's bad. But I like to know where stuff came from. I mean, while Europe was abolishing slavery, because people were slaves in Germany and France and in what's England or Scotland today. I mean, you have the elites, the people, everybody else was slaves. I mean, you didn't do what you were told, you got killed. It's called feudalism. So Europe was about getting rid of slavery, but boy, did we take the bait about 1500, Portugal and Spain, which had just kicked the Muslims out. So kind of Spain and Portugal kind of picked up on that. They went, well, blacks, you know, are cursed of God, and so we can do this to them. I mean, you know that's where that started, right? And it's in the Quran that black people aren't humans, and that's why, or they deserve what's happening to them. It's kind of that two-fifths, you know, two-thirds human, all that stuff you've heard before. That all came out of this, and I'm not even attacking Islam. I'm just not going to sit here and play games with this. I want the Christianity of Jesus Christ. And what Martin Luther King said, we judge people off what they do and how they produce and what they stand for, not off what color they are. That's what we believe in. Well, according to the Shiites, you're not even have a seat at the table unless you're related to Muhammad. Okay, I mean, give me a break, man. Look at North Korea with a hereditary dictatorship. It's a joke. So here's the Lib Dem leader fasting for holy month of Ramadan in solidarity with Muslims. So this Dem Democrat leader over there is promoting, you know, sexualization of children and everything. But then meanwhile, he's promoting Islam. Here it is.
It's an early rise for me today, as I prepare for my first ever fast in the holy month of Ramadan. I want to show solidarity with Muslims who are in isolation during this month.
Hit pause real quick. You know, I'm not saying this guy's a child molester. Back it up. I'm just saying he looks like one. I mean, I would... this big, creepy, you know, lout... is this here? Oh, the Muslims. Oh, I'm going to virtue signal to them. Oh, that I'm fasting. Oh, yeah, right. He'll be 20 pounds fatter at the end of it. Here, let's listen to this total capitulation. This leftist bending you over the barrel. Here it is.
Show solidarity with Muslims who are in isolation during this month. And this evening, there'll be a Lib Dem Iftar when we have a virtual community meal together. So, Ramadan Mubarak.
Notice there's no family with that guy. Disgusting blob. The Brian Stelter's cousin in the UK. I mean, these people make me sick. But it's all about virtue signaling. Oh, we're here. Got a big welfare state for you. Come over here and rape us. We're going to come back with your phone calls on the other side. We're talking to healthcare workers. We're talking to medical workers. We're talking about your view on what's really happening, what your take is on all this. We're going to talk to Andy in Georgia on the other side, and so much more today. And then Max Kaiser is going to pop in, which is great. I like Max, but if he does a serious show on RT, if he does that show, we're going to have a nice discussion. If it just turns into like a Tourette syndrome of Bitcoin production promotion, I'm going to end it, because I'm out of gas, man. And I like Max Kaiser. I like the Max Kaiser on his show. The Max Kaiser on my show, I don't like him. He needs to go away. So we'll see what happens.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Max Kaiser's coming up, taking your calls right now. John is in Tennessee. He's a HCA manager, healthcare records for hospitals. I was just covering how the New York Times is putting out lists of people shot by guns, you know, killed by cars, died of cancer. They're saying COVID-19. Washington State's been caught. It's all mounting. Why did major governors like Michigan and others under UN directives say nursing homes or COVID emergency centers? That's the last thing you do. As somebody that works in the healthcare field, what do you really think is going on, John? And thanks for calling.
Hey, I've noticed that there's a lot of information being shared that really scratches the surface of HIPAA violation, in my opinion. Like, I shouldn't be able to point at my neighbor and say I think he's got anything.
Yeah, we've got laws protecting our medical records. Now we're just told, oh, big tech's tracking you. Oh, all your medical records are public now. Yeah, it's sick.
So that's changed somehow because that's not an issue at all.
Well, exactly. If you release something about who's in the hospital, you go to jail for 10 years. But now suddenly it's just a bum rush on our final rights. I mean, that's all it is.
Well, yeah, I also wanted to mention, so specifically what I do is try to help the physicians get paid, about 180 hospitals or so. This cryptocurrency is pretty much what I do now, only it's not crypt. It's the reverse. We wait for people to tell us what they did, and then we approve that work. They're going to reverse that in the cryptocurrency system, and they're going to hand out your task like a communist, you know, dictatorship where you're told what you're going to do today, no matter what it is. You have to go kill somebody. That's what you got to do if you want to get paid. You know, that's not the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to tell us what you did today, and we're going to approve that work, and then you might get payment. It shouldn't be the other way around. They're prepaying everybody. It's going to reverse everything, and I think it's a horrible idea. I don't know how we can avoid it.
And again, that's in the patents. That's what's being pushed and promoted. Then they counter and go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. What do you make of that where they roll it out publicly, then they say it's a conspiracy theory?
It's just a way to misdirect, to try to point. They're going to try to point the finger. I think you brought this up, where they are the heroes, and they come out smelling like roses that everybody wants to buy. You know, everybody has to have whatever they're selling, which is, I think that's Bill Gates' word, that we have to create the requirement for our existence. He said something like that. And so that's what they're doing. They're pointing the finger at everybody else, saying, look at you, look what you're doing, when that's what they're doing. That's my
opinion. I don't see how Bill Gates gets away with it, but he's gotten away with so much, that's why he just keeps doubling down like a psychotic criminal.
It's interesting how he was quiet for so long, isn't it? He dropped off the software game and just went totally silent, you know, giving vaccines everywhere. And now he comes back into popularity somehow. Like, now he's on every show telling us exactly what we're going to do.
He's suddenly our doctor, our father, our God, our king, our master, our lord.
Not mine. Not
but he
mine.
Wants to put things in our body. He really cares about us.
No. Yeah. I will not be home. That's the only thing I can say. I don't know how we're supposed to avoid what's being brought down on us.
Well, they're spoiling for a fight. But, you know, Gates thought we would all just accept this. This is not his name. He's the most hated person in the world now.
But we don't even see him. We're not going to see what he's doing. The Marines are going to be delivering whatever it is he sells. We didn't even buy it. You know?
No, that doesn't sound like a very healthy thing he's doing. Great point, sir. God bless you. Oh, he cried pandemic and it all came true. And his people even ran the lab it came out of. Wow, what a great guy. What a good person. Let's play former Van Halen frontman, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. I'm not locking down anymore. Then we're going to play Coronavirus Cover-Up is China's Chernobyl. White House advisor Robert O'Brien has to say. Let's play those clips and go to more calls.
Wake up in the morning, just put on my bathing suit like I always do, mm-hmm. and not have to get dressed, not have to go anywhere. I started digging it a little bit. And then when I did, I slowed down enough to where I really thought about my age and about what could uh-huh. happen when I was still worried about this killing me, possibly killing me. And you know what I thought of? I thought, you know what? I've had the best life of any human being on this planet. If the damn thing wants to come and get me and kill me, let it be, because what more, life isn't going to be any better from this day on for the rest of my life than it has been. And I swear to you, I came to grips with it, and I was not afraid. I didn't want to get anyone else contagious if I had it, but I don't have it. I mean, I don't have it, man. I'm healthy as a freaking tick. So I'm going, all of a sudden I wasn't afraid of it anymore. And then I got jumped up about it. And then I said, this is bull crap, people being afraid and staying away from their own children and their own parents, that, because, you know, and it just took the love out of families, and I hate it. I don't say the word hate very much, but I hate this friggin' coronavirus crap, and I'm not afraid of it, and I'm not locking down anymore. I'll go around anyone. If you don't want to be around me, fine. You know, just stay, keep your distance. I'm all cool with that, but it's not like I'm against that. But I'm sorry. I have no fear at my age about it. And so how do you like that? Now, but wait a minute. Now that I've known only three people out of the thousands of people that I know have got it.
Mm-hmm.
One guy is a very unhealthy 67-year-old guy who got it, lasted mm-hmm. 10 days, and he's over it. And his son 9 years old, healthy as a tick, lasted 4 days. And they were diagnosed. They had it. They went to the hospital, said, hey, I'm feeling terrible. I got this terrible fever. Now I can, you know, my chest is tight. I'm coughing, coughing. They just gave him some antibiotics, bang, bang, bang. And another guy in his 30s had got it, and he was fine. He said it was a horrible flu. He's going, it was miserable. You don't want to get, trust me, you don't want to get it, Sammy. So he goes, you know, 5-6 days later, I start feeling pretty good, and then it's totally over. So I'm saying, I don't know anybody that died from it. You read about people that died, so I'm just going, I'm not afraid of it anymore. That's all I'm saying, Favaz.
Okay.
Everybody be their own self. I'm not trying to sway anyone any direction. But Sammy Hagar, that guy that we're talking about, oh, no, that we're talking to.
Yeah, that we're talking to.
Yeah, that guy.
But it is all a panic. It is all a fear. It is all a fraud. They're taking all the heart attack, all the cancer, all the car wreck, all the gunshots, all the flu, and they're putting it in that column to get money, and they're putting sick people on purpose who aren't even old at nursing homes to infect them. They're just seeing what we'll put up with. This is like, this is a sick joke. They're laughing at us and saying, you're guilty. When'd you rape your wife last? When'd you kill your neighbor last? You're like, oh, you could have it. Wear your mask. Show you're a hero. And it's all orchestrated by the very people that engineered this whole mess. Fauci and Gates and all these people. Derek in California, biomedical worker at hospital on COVID-19. What's your view on the situation? Thanks for calling.
It's a complete fraud. This hospital's been empty. The workers have been pulled off of work. All of our hours reduced. This is a complete and utter hoax. People who say they've had the COVID-19 and have been around everybody, and this contact tracing thing, which is getting over, which is getting a little bit out of hand here, is it's a fraud. Healthy people can't get it. And if you have enough vitamin D, if you're out in the sun, like a good, strong, healthy person, a smart person, you're not going to get this. You're not going to get sick. There is no pandemic. There has been zero demonstrated scientific contagion around this. Nobody is following scientific protocols when it comes to contagion, when it comes to a virus. They're working at this institution here in California on that RNA vaccine. They are receiving the funds from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We get weekly updates on this, and it's available to the public if you guys are interested in what they're doing here. There's BSL-3 going on. And all I want to say is people deserve to, one, get educated that there are cures for this, natural cures. One, ozone therapy. Ozone therapy isn't even brought up. If we look online right now, you can find that there is a clinic in Spain that is doing O3 therapy with immense success for anybody that is sick with this particular disease. And yet, it's against the FDA regulations here in the United
States. Instead, it's the line from Caddyshack, snake a tube down their throat and call me in 5 or 6 hours. But let's come back when I give you the floor, because you're obviously a smart person, Derek, biomedical worker in a hospital. And I've got the articles here, a big article by Mike Evans, is excellent, on the whole new, quote, DNA vaccines, the mRNA vaccines. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. We're going to go right to Derek. And then we've got Max Kaiser popping, and then we'll go to Bob and Robin and Andy and DJ and everybody. And then Paul, Joseph Watson. But listen, they're censoring this everywhere. Medical workers, scientists, doctors are being blocked. People saying anything against the narrative are being blocked. That's why this is so precious. It's why you spreading the word is king.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.